Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Everyone needs to understand how to maintain a system of their body, their lymphatic system, that cleans every system. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help chronic sore throats by improving lymph flow. I have seen many clients who had sore throats for many months, some even years. Once I improved their lymphatic system, the sore throat improved. Most importantly, they learned to maintain their lymphatic system so their sore throat wouldn't return. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation. Many of you heard of craniosacral therapy. I also learned of visceral manipulation and, what really moved me the most, the lymphatic system. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course that you can enter now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow, and they're really simple, to improve your lymphatic system so you can feel much better mentally and physically. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymphpractic. I see clients in Scottsdale, Arizona in a fully closed session. I make you completely relaxed in your body and mind from the first session. You feel better. And I'm basically moving your lymph fluid through your body to, again, bring oxygen, nutrition, and to clean waste. And your life changes. It's amazing. If you live out of state, I help people all over the world with coaching, and it makes a difference. Most people don't even know they have a lymphatic system. Once you start thinking about the lymphatic system, incorporating my science, which is basic, it's not about being perfect, it's just learning how to clean up our inner body, then we do much better. So what is a sore throat? We've all had them. A sore throat is a condition marked by pain in the throat, typically caused by inflammation due to a cold or other virus. You know, the first sign of being sick, we've all felt it, is often a sore throat. It's the first thing you feel. It's due to inflammation. At this time, today, I'm discussing a sore throat that someone may have for many months or years. Maybe the sore throat started with a cold or virus, but it didn't heal and it stayed inflamed due to limited circulation. But who knows how it started? To me, it's just really the tissues in the throat becoming inflamed from acid. It's really our body can be either acid or alkaline or neutral, and we spend billions a year on antacid, so we know we're having an acid problem. To me, understanding the lymphatic system and how it has to clean our body really fills in the little gaps that we're missing. A chronic sore throat is really overly acidic tissues. It's inflamed. This can happen to someone who's had bad posture because when we slouch a lot, we limit lymph flow, which completes circulation. Someone who talks a lot. I know when I do a lot of talking at a seminar or if I'm at a health fair, wow, my throat gets irritated. You know, this can happen even to someone who sings for a living. This has happened to many people. You hear them having to stop tours or, do different things because the constant singing and irritating the throat. You know, they weren't maintaining it. Since we all need to learn how to maintain, someone who's using their throat a lot, like a singer or someone who speaks for a living, needs to maintain their lymphatic system in their throat, and they will do much better. So we all need to understand how to maintain this system that cleans every system in the body. Your lymph system cleans your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, your brain. How can we ignore this system? But we do. Dr. Oz says that the lymphatic system is ignored in the idea of health and disease. So we have thousands of lymphatic vessels, and throughout our body, that just is a one-way river that must pick up waste and fluid and immune-competent cells, just whatever waste is in our body, hormones, cholesterol, triglycerides, and parts of dead cells, and return it back to your neck area, right by your clavicle bones. So think of this, thousands of lymph vessels having to end right at the base of your neck and shoulders. If this area clogs, it actually goes into one little lymph vessel on either side of your neck. So if this area clogs up, then acid waste will build up across your shoulders and up into your throat and into your neck. And if we don't alleviate that, or if we're continually putting in acidic foods, acidic beverages, and not drinking water or taking many medications, then, you know, we can become overly acidic, and this stops the lymph flow. Now, if you were to cross your arms, I want you to see where the major lymph drains. If you were to cross your arms and place your fingers a little past the clavicle bones, and the clavicle bones are the bones right at the shoulders and neck where they meet in the front. So if you cross your arms and place your fingers, two or three fingers, just gently over those, and your fingers will be in a little dip, a little indentation on some people, right below that is where the major lymph drains are. So these are areas that we can actually access, and I teach how to do a full 8-minute body routine in my virtual course, but I'm going to leave a link part of this podcast. I'm going to leave a link to a YouTube video that will show you how to open up the base of the neck, the clavicle nodes, and how to open up the neck a little bit. You'll learn the lymph man shuffle. So again, I want you to learn a little bit of how to open it up, and if you have a sore throat, you'll feel an immediate difference. You'll also breathe better once we open up the major lymph drain, because everything is dependent on the lymph system to complete circulation. So again, just cross your hands, feel for the clavicle bones, and a little bit above that you'll feel an indentation. Right underneath the clavicle bones is where our major lymph drains are that go into the subclavian vein. So besides learning how to drain your lymph and getting it activated, we have to learn about pH and balancing our pH in the body, because when we're acidic, our body is constricted, it's congested, it doesn't let waste out. And that is very important to understand. You know, acid-alkaline balance has been around for 100 years, and it's just a fringe science. But it really is science that everyone needs to understand. We're like a fish tank in our body, and our cells are sitting in acid, and that's making them sick and not work well, and then we wonder why we have so many health problems. Before I talk about how to counteract sitting for long, how to take care of a sore throat, I just want to remind you, I help clients who have cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, swelling. I really love working with the brain. I love working with young children in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, for sessions of lymphpractic work I develop that is fully closed and will tune up your lymphatic system, relax your body and mind, and really over a few sessions, it changes your life. If you live outside of Arizona, I use Skype or phone to talk to people and coach them all around the world, and it makes a difference from their first time. So my book is available online as an e-book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my virtual course, which is only a few months old, and people around the world are benefiting from it. They love the course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss in Life, 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to, you know, detox and maintain your lymphatic system, no matter really what health problem you have, not even just a sore throat. We all need to know how to maintain a system that cleans our body. So what can you do to help a chronic sore throat? There are many steps you can take to reduce inflammation and irritated tissues. But most important, we have to learn how to maintain it. So, you know, once it gets better, it's not going to come back. So the first thing we need to know, are you overly acidic, imbalanced, or overly alkaline? I already explained how when we're acidic, our body tissues constrict, our organs can constrict, your brain can constrict, your blood vessels constrict, your lymph vessels. And if that happens, then they can't function as well. So we have to know your pH, and pH stands for potential of hydrogen. When we have more hydrogen in a solution, like your saliva or urine, or in your blood, then we have more acidity. When we have more oxygen, called hydroxide, hydrogen and oxide, in our blood or whatever solution we're testing, then we have more alkalinity. And very important to note that when we have more acidity, we have less oxygen in our body, and that really plays into many different diseases. Our body needs to hold oxygen for energy, and we'll hear more about that next week when I talk about fibromyalgia. So easy way to check pH is with a pH test strip. You get them in many stores. I like them by Vaxa. VAXA is an easy-to-read strip. And it really is simple. you need to know, are you acid or alkaline? And we want to test our urine and saliva. You test your spit. And if your saliva is very acidic, that could be a reason why you have your sore throat. So it's just a test to see where your body is. It's not perfect, but it does give you a good indication. So a recent study found that when a body is overly acidic, our body aggressively clumps cells. Now, that's a problem. So if you have a sore throat, it's a little inflamed, now it's going to clump cells in there, and that's going to add to more inflammation. So we have to make the body more alkaline and manually improve that to make it work much better. So how do you change your pH in your body? And this is, again, we all need to think about this because, again, we spend billions on antacids. And it's more than diet. It's stress. It's lack of hydration. It's lack of exercise. It's medications. If you're taking four or five medications, three or four medications, then they're making you acidic. So we have to learn how to balance everything. And it's our diet. So we need to look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or mostly alkaline forming in the body? Really simple. We need to eat more fruits and vegetables, alkaline seeds and grains. We need periods of time where we don't, you know, eat a fruit in the morning and a salad for lunch and then eat a regular dinner with protein and bread. We need a few consecutive days in a row, at least, you know, try, you know, some people may be afraid to try one day of just eating fruits and vegetables. But some eating those fruits and vegetables for 4 or 5 days, you feel unbelievably different, your stomach flattens, and your body tissues become more alkaline. So food makes a big difference in how we feel. So we really need to understand processed foods, grains, flour, red meat, sugar, tea, coffee, alcohol. These are all acid forming in our body. As soon as you eat a piece of bread or tortilla or some pasta, and you do that a few days in a row, a few meals in a row, you bloat. We all feel this. And that's the lymphatic system becoming congested. The lymphatic system must pick up fluid and waste from our body. Understanding which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming is key, you know, to helping your health. If you need an acid-alkaline food chart, it's on my homepage, osipinskihealthacademy.com. It's on the bottom. There's a link there of the homepage. And you can also get there from healthylymphsystem.com. That's healthy, L-Y-M-P-H, system.com. So just start eating more foods that are more alkaline, and it's more fruits and vegetables. Help balance pH with products that buffer acid in the body. Magnesium is key. We always hear how we're deficient in magnesium. Add potassium, occasional baking soda, and a green drink. Green drinks are a blend of, you know, vegetables and powerful fruits and herbs that can make a difference in your life. I take curcumin, but you can take turmeric. Curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric, and these help to reduce inflammation, and there's a lot of inflammation on them. Systemic enzymes help to break down the cellular waste that may be clogging the tissues in the throat. Epsom salt baths are key, and when you put 2 cups of Epsom salt in a bath, warm water, and you soak and put it, go dip down into the water right up to your lower lip. This way it's getting into your throat. Most people sit into a bath and they sit up into their chest is in, you know, out of the water. You want to get right, make sure your ear is not getting fluid in it, but if you go right up to your lip and sit the right way, you won't get any fluid in your ear and your throat will be getting. And again, we want our major lymph drain to be covered with Epsom salt so it gets that magnesium. Good posture. We don't want to be slouching. We need to do exercise, right? A little bit of exercise every day. I'm not talking about an hour, but we need to move our blood through our tissues. Deep breathing. If you ever sat and taken 20 to 30 nice, relaxed, deep breaths, you feel different afterwards. You feel like you pull fluid through your body. And the most important thing is moving the lymph system. Whether you go receive a lymphatic drainage session or learn how to drain your lymphatic system at my course on my website, it really, you would get direct control when you maintain your lymphatic system. So, you know, you feel better when your lymph system is moving. So whether you read my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Balance, or take my course, and I suggest the course, you'll have it for the rest of your life, and I'll give you a video on how to drain yourself, it really makes a difference. So we all need to know how to drain our lymphatic system. It doesn't matter what health problem you have, the lymphatic system maintains our cells, and we're a cellular being. On next Thursday show, I'll be explaining how to help fibromyalgia with lymphatic system detoxification. This is something that many people go out and they do a little, who have fibromyalgia, they do a little something one day, a little shopping, and the next day they have fatigue, they can't move, they're in pain. I'm going to explain why that happens and how you can help it. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life and helps your sore throat. If I can help you how to understand your lymphatic system and improve how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.